Hello, good evening everyone, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling.
You sick?
Joined. No, dude, I'm good.
He's kind of like,
No, I'm cool. Everything's cool. Corey the Sharpshooter, Vander Slane.
What's up, Internet?
What?
So what's up, Internet?
Oh.
Zach, I kind of got lost in my sentence there. Mildly aged Lewis.
Really? Mildly aged?
Jesus. I can't call you young anymore. I can't call you old.
You're not old blood.
He's middle aged.
I'm not. I'm not 21.
Maybe lives past 42.
You're the blood. We're the Crips.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
Our producer, Melissa Goldberg.
Hey, guys.
Now, we have a little bit of a, I guess, what was I saying earlier? More of a somber start to this show, just because, you know, there's been some fucked up stuff happening lately, but don't worry, we'll get to the funny. I hope. I mean, we may not even be funny. We'll try to be funny.
I have no funny on my list. I'm sorry, Internet.
What the fuck?
First of all, I just want to get it out of the way. I'm not sick, just having some relationship complications, but, you know, it happens to the best of us. Trouble in paradise, so to speak.
It happens to the worst of us, too.
Mm.
I'll attest to that.
Yeah, and, you know, I just want to say on that, I don't know what is happening with that specifically, but people get older, things change, got to figure out what you want out of life. I don't know, I'm sounding like fucking Tony Robbins here. Let me, let's move on to a happy topic, like
yes.
The Boston Marathon bucket.
Oh, there we go, yeah.
That is
yeah,
so happy.
Yeah, let's just lighten the load.
I mean, apparently, the Boston Marathon, some fuckwads set off two bombs, killed, I was actually astounded at that only three people were killed.
Is that what the final death toll was? Three. I heard two the other day.
It's three. But still, the wounded is like 100 and something.
I know. If you were looking for soft targets, you definitely found them.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, it's really fucked up and it's dark.
Congratulations, asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucktard.
I mean, showing people with legs and arms blown off and at America. Yeah, it's dark. I don't really know what else to say about it. What do you guys want to say?
Hearts and souls go out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You.
It's a tragedy, and
not the bomber.
It cannot
support you at all.
Well, no, the bomber can suck my dick.
Fuck him.
But yeah,
you
we cannot
what?
Let it go unnoticed
to,
on
he
this
should
show.
Have to take Johnny Depp up the ass. That's
I'll give
why him would that be a punishment? That's like Corey would
yeah,
love
really.
That.
There's people who'd pay for that.
Some people,
maybe Corey should have bombed the.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
No,
some people wouldn't like that as much as I would.
What kind of punishment? Never mind.
But anyway. As far as being, you know, hearty Americans, we are entirely behind all the families. This is, I think, what we're getting at.
Status bro.
Well, yeah, it's not like we would be against the families.
Yeah.
What? Were there any? I heard today somebody was arrested for that, but they said there were conflicting reports. I don't know. Anybody know about that?
I really don't know.
There was
know
some
anything.
Person of interest. I heard some person of interest in the hospital, and then I heard not. No, that was inaccurate. You know.
I've seen some pictures circulating around of some guy that was walking around on a rooftop that just seemed really sketchy, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think at this point they're investigating everything they can.
B's been working on. You know, because they love shit like this. They've been looking at pictures from, like, different angles before and after the blast. And they're like, this guy's wearing a backpack. And then after that, in a news report, you can see him walking away really fast, like, not looking anywhere. And, you know, shit like that. But
and it could always be the guy got a case of the shits and left his bag behind.
Right.
You never fucking know.
Well, there were so many bags and parcels and stuff left behind that they were treating every one of them as a suspicious object. Because people just dropped their shit and ran.
Oh, yeah. Which, that's kind of what you have to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. That's... What would you do?
Speaking of running, I think it was pretty cool that the people who were in the marathon actually just ran 27...
Oh, you motherfucking amateur. Zach's phone's going off. Answer it.
We
I'm serious.
Him the amateur.
Answer
it,
put
it
on speaker. I don't care who
too.
It is. You have to answer it.
Put on speaker?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I have something for this.
All right, everybody shut the hell up. Hey, Tara, how's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, really quick, I just want
to. This better
let you
be
know,
important enough to interrupt my show.
We're doing the podcast. Uh-huh. And they told me to pick up and put it on speaker. So you're on the air.
You're live.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to. Yeah.
Hey, Tara?
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, how's it going? This is Kevin. I'm the host.
Hi,
what are you up to? I see you have the same last name as Zach. Are you a blood relative?
Yes.
Are you a sibling?
Yeah, it's his older sister.
Oh, cool. Well, it's very nice to have you on the air.
Thank
I'm actually glad you called. We were talking about the Boston Marathon bombing, and it was really depressing, so.
I heard about
Yeah, I heard about that too.
The what?
I heard you could feel it for like really from really far away.
Yeah. So some sort of agricultural plant or something?
Oh, Jesus.
It was like coming into our newsroom like during the news, so we had to have like do all this crazy like breaking stories.
She works at a news station.
Oh, you work at a news station?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
Awesome.
Anyway, Tara,
yeah, I'll hand you back to Zach. Just wanted to say hello.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe we'll have you on the show sometime and we can meet in person.
Sounds cool, man.
Call back if you have something funny to talk about, too. All right, bye.
Yeah, anyway, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy
birthday. Yeah, all right.
That should have been the first thing you said.
What the fuck?
Y'all's birthdays are that close together?
Yeah, she's 2 years older than me, and her birthday is 7 days after mine.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, get off the phone, Zach.
Tara, is it cool if I call you back?
Yeah.
All right, I'm really sorry.
No, it's all good, man.
Yeah, all right. All right, happy birthday.
Bye, Tara.
Bye.
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 All right, you know, so on this bombing thing, I was wondering, like, well, first of all, I used to be anti-death penalty. Not that I don't, you know, I mean, maybe not that I don't necessarily think some people deserve to die, because I'm sure some people totally do. But I don't know that that's for me to decide. But when weird shit like this is like end of days shit has happened within the last year. I mean, crazy fucking events. Some guy shoots up a bunch of middle schoolers. Guy, you can't even go see Batman without him possibly getting blown away or go for a run and get destroyed.
It's like everyone wants to go crazy at the same time.
Yeah. This, I mean, you got to think that's punishable by death shit, though. Right?
If you want to support the death penalty, we're in the right state.
That's definitely true. We execute more people than anybody.
Love it.
Funny side note about the end of days stuff. I went on a cruise in December, and I was actually on the cruise during the whole doomsday end of the world calendar thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Mayan? Okay.
Right.
Yeah, we actually went to see the Mayan ruins. And then, anyway, one day on the ship, the day that it was supposed to, you know, happen, there was a whole bunch of people out on the deck in their bathrobes waiting for the portal in the sky to open and take...
What?
Yeah, they were, like, standing on the deck in their bathrobes waiting for the end of the world. And then
portal? What death event is this?
I don't know. I don't...
I never heard about a portal. I mean, think about all the fucking movies you've seen. 2012... the day after tomorrow, Independence Day. There's never a fucking portal for the end of the world. Portals.
But they were like gung-ho. They had like this whole DVD and everything. They spent the rest of the day walking around in their bathrobes.
Look, everybody knows that the world's going to end, it's going to be zombies.
Yeah. I mean, the hour after like standing on the deck in your bathrobe must have been like the biggest downer in cruise line history. Well, I was supposed to get off of this for free. I charged it. Shit.
It's like either zombies or we're going to blow the shit out of each other.
I'm really bummed I don't have something gross for you guys to eat this week. I really am. I was going to have time to do it after school today, and I was going to go to the store, and I got fucking called into work, and it threw off my whole chi. My whole preparation got fucked up.
You said we were going
to
have something good, not something shitty.
No, gross to eat.
Oh, goddamn it.
Last week we were talking something spicy.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I wanted to do something spicy this week.
Oh, well. We've done it. We've done it 2 weeks in a row. It's probably starting to get old.
Yeah, you're right. We don't need to do it every week.
Yeah.
I want to get a ghost chili.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah, I'm feeling a little bummed still about, you know, everything that's going on. We're going to lighten the mood a little bit. Corey had some good funny topics. I want him to jump into something. I'm going to shotgun a beer. That'll calm the nerves.
Yeah?
You want to join me?
I'll do one with you.
All right.
Yes.
We'll go one at a time, stay on. I'll stretch out my arm again. I heard last week that people could still hear me fine yelling from in there, so.
Yeah. I'll make it sounded good.
All right, guys.
All right.
Corey, jump into something you had. You had good stuff on there. Wait for the dreams, though, because I'm going to get in on that.
Okay, I'll move on beyond that.
We are hostless.
Okay, so...
Not entirely.
Yeah, all right.
We were in lecture this morning in audio.
Yep.
And we were talking about, post-production audio for, like, film and whatnot. We were watching this thing on doing audio for Star Wars, like all the SFX and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I realized... Yeah, exactly. I realized about midway through, it's like, I feel like I have a semi right now.
It was really fucking cool.
Wait, was this talking about audio or was it like weird? Just get a bar.
Like they were talking class. About how they constructed just like, you know, like the lightsaber noises for Star Wars and just how many tracks went into each scene. Like there were hundreds of different audio effects that went into it. And I was kind of like, this is kind of turning me on a little bit. Nice. Audio and Star Wars. But it leads me to the questions like, this is a public, kind of a public boner that I have.
He's right. Not lying. What I can see a bulging erection through Corey's pants today at school.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, dude. Corey's hung like a moose.
Appreciate it. But have y'all had some bad experiences with public boners in the past? Like, let's recount some of the rest of our public boners.
I'm
gonna this one on a second. I don't like to drink alone. Give me a cheers, guys.
Shit.
Cheers!
Cheers! Yeah.
Bottoms up.
It's gotta be 3 seconds.
Done.
Tops.
Oh, it's cold.
That was quick.
He's a fucking champion.
It was refreshing, though. You know what? I gotta say.
Alright, my turn.
Zach has some really good potential here.
For public boners?
Yeah! No, for the shotgunning. I really think you could beat my time.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't forget to vent the can or it'll shoot up in your face.
We need to actually start timing it.
I actually did a how-to segment at school on the TV studio the other day on how to shotgun a beer.
I feel like we did one on the show last
year. No, I poked a Diet Coke can with a pin and let it drain out so that I could still actually cut the hole and pop the top for the demonstration. Yeah, actually, I fucking did it perfectly on the first try, and I was like, thank God. And then our instructor was like, oh, sorry, the tape wasn't rolling. You have to redo it. So are you fucking serious? I already cut the hole open and popped the top. So I just had to pantomime the rest. But, yeah, it was all right.
Did you pop a boner while pantomiming?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got off the boner thing. Well, you got... Corey, why don't you tell us a boner story? You have a good one?
I actually didn't think about it. But there. I think I told a story earlier in the podcast about how I was in middle school with a urinary tract infection and I could not help but popping a boner in gym class. And that, as a middle school student, is fucking horrifying.
All right, but you're in class, but were you sitting down?
No.
Okay, so
we were out, like, running the track around.
So okay, so like, yeah, when you're standing visible. Up, you're at a way bigger disadvantage. I feel like when you're sitting down, you can almost always hide a boner.
Yeah, and it's gym class. I'm wearing cotton shorts.
Yeah, you're dead on arrival.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I feel like I get boners all the fucking time. Like, that's something I thought might fade away as I got a little bit older. But seriously, I think, like, I have a boner probably 35% of every 24-hour period. But as long as I'm sitting down, it doesn't seem to happen as much standing up. So I'm sitting down, you can hide it. And certain pants are better. Like, if you're wearing jeans, you know, kind of tight, like, it's better. Doesn't really show as much, especially if you can put your hands in your pockets. But if you're wearing shorts, I mean, you're fucked. You can't hide a boner wearing shorts.
I can hide a boner wearing shorts, usually.
Standing up?
Yeah. Because I usually wear, like, fairly heavy pants.
But you got to put your hands in your pockets.
God damn it.
Ish.
Oh, you ready to go? Yes. Oh, cheers, Zach.
Here we go.
Go for it.
Bottoms up.
See?
And down.
See? Not fucking bad.
4.1 seconds.
That was impressive.
Damn.
Oh, you timed him?
Yeah.
Now I want to get timed.
Well.
You'll have a chance later, I'm sure.
Another one.
You just don't have to do it right now.
No, right now. I don't, you know.
I do have a question related.
About boners?
Somewhat related to public boners, although it's definitely from more of a female.
Damn it. I thought you were going to have, I wanted you to hear your opinion. I thought you were going to say you caught somebody's, as a girl, have you ever seen a
were
dude with a boner?
Were you expecting her to tell a boner story?
Yeah. I was hoping her to have a story about seeing somebody else's boner.
It happens all the time.
Really?
You see boners all the time. That's not hard to believe.
I mean, especially when you're in high school. Shut up, Corey.
In high school, you'd see a lot of hard wangs?
Just because guys can't seem to help it.
Well, yeah, no, it's definitely true. I still get nerves all the time, dude.
And I feel like I had a constant hard-on in high school.
But yeah, for the explanation, a nerve is an NRB, a no-reason boner. Absolutely no reason, just boom, Springwood. You've had that, right?
I'm back. Let's get these bastards back on the rails.
Do you have a NRB?
What?
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Melissa. Sorry.
Fuck is a NRB?
A no-reason boner.
I know as a woman when I'm having kind of a similar moment where I'm sitting there and all of a sudden it's just like hot flashes and...
You feel a little bit moist.
Yeah.
That's like when I was sitting in my head, I'm like, how do I put this without sounding gross?
But, I just went for it. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like your style.
I feel like other people can, like, smell me or can, like, see...
Whoa. What do you mean, smell you?
Like, I feel like other people can smell it.
Smell
like
your vagina?
Sort of,
yeah.
Like, this is some sort of primal in the woods thing. It's like, we can tell that you're in heat.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
If there is such
Have you ever had that experience? Have you ever been sitting next to a girl and been able to know?
Oh, man, I got some stories about that. Smell
vagina. I can stink your sex.
What you're saying is if there's some sort of discharge of whatever the fuck. It's
pheromones.
It's odoriferous. Is that a fucking word?
Yeah. I've used it before.
You don't feel like people can smell your dick? I mean...
No. Have you guys ever smelled really rank vagina before?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man. Because it's, like, horrible. And the best way I know, like, to describe the odor is it's like BO, except, like, times 100 potency.
That means...
Mixed with a hint of...
All right, come on,
seafood.
Man. I just shotgunned a beer. Let's...
Jesus. There's always a hint of crustacean in
there. That just means...
Like a shrimp or...
That just means your hairy woman doesn't wash herself properly.
Well, I never smelled rank vagina on somebody that I, like, dated regularly. But this is not in any way a reflection on my current girlfriend, I swear to God. Right. I've never even caught any kind of a whiff down there at all. Everything's always very pleasant. But there was definitely a girl that I was somewhat with for a while that was like, man, it was nuts. And yeah, I could be, if she was like wearing a skirt, you could be like sitting on the couch and it would be like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what is that shit?
Like, you need a fucking rebreather to go down on her?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it. Like, I tried to a couple times and just like pinched my nose shut and I was like, I can't do it, dude. I just can't do it. I mean,
it's like, bitch,
it's already not that pleasant. I mean, and I'm not saying that sucking dick is great. It probably isn't that cool. But I mean, pussy definitely doesn't taste like a milkshake. And then combined with some kind of an extremely potent, possibly toxic odor, just makes it way worse. And I'm sure it's not actually toxic. I'm just exaggerating for the sake of radio. But
well, if she doesn't clean herself properly...
It's not a clean thing.
No, yes it is.
It's not always. It can be a total chemical thing. That's a fact.
Well, then she's eating the wrong kind of food.
You can have a chemical imbalance and totally cause your vagina to stink really bad no matter how...
Fish oils. We'll do that.
I actually found this out from the Howard Stern show, of course. Yes, and someone called in who said that her pussy stank really bad, and she found a cure, and I'm pretty sure that's what it was. It was some kind of oil that she would take that she said made it go away.
No, if you eat fish oil, that's what'll make that
smell. But you
can
take that in a pill. That's a supplement.
Yeah, but it'll make your downstairs lady parts smell.
Okay, well, then it was something like that could make it the opposite. It was like a pill that you could take every day that was like a supplement, like a vitamin-type thing that would completely make it go away.
Or, bitch can use Massengale Country Flower.
What the fuck is that?
It's like cooch cleaner.
Is that like a douche?
Something, I guess.
You ever seen a douche?
Yeah, I have.
No.
Dude, I was with Kyle at Walgreens once, and I was like, what are you doing
on the shower head?
I sit across from one every show.
Kyle, like, pulled out. You're talking about me?
I like it.
Asshole.
No, I'm talking about Melissa. Yes, I'm talking
about
Well,
I mean, Corey and I are kind of in the same vicinity, asswipe. I was at Walgreens one time and Kyle looked over and I was like, what the hell are you doing? He's like pulling something out of a box and he's like, huh, this is a douche.
I can see Kyle doing this.
A bottle of something with some kind of a hose. I was like, dude, I don't know what the fuck this is.
It's a giant ass water bottle, right?
I don't even know. I don't know what the fuck it was. I couldn't really assess it wholly. How do we get onto this, guy? This show sucks.
You couldn't assess it wholesale. Whole Foods?
Look, I'm a little bummed out. I promise that will not affect... Like I say, I'm a professional.
You sound pretty professional so far.
Thank you. It's funny that I call myself a professional when I in no way get paid for this.
Yeah, that's true. None of us
get paid. It's in no way actually a professional capacity, but, you know, I'll treat it as so.
If we ever started making money off this show, would we cash the first check or would we frame it?
Frame.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Good answer.
Okay, depending on
Unless
how much cash
like
it was, then we make a
fake
one later.
I would not frame that.
Oh, yeah. Come on. How much cash would have to be?
Check. If it's upwards of $500, I think at that point it's a cashable thing. And then you just put part of the cash up in the frame.
Well, look, I'm very passionate about my radio ethics, and I can't conceivably think of a way right now that I would make money off the show. Because first of all, the number one way would be advertising, and I don't want to do commercials. Two would be charging for your podcast, and you're a total fuckwad if you ever
do
that.
We can get sponsors.
Yeah, that's true.
Sponsors, yeah, you're right. And plus, I mean, a commercial, a plug here and there... I can live with that. As long as we're not doing, like, fucking commercial breaks, like, dick wipe, shitty-ass terrestrial radio where you get 8 minutes of airtime for every 20 minutes of fucking advertising.
No, but if you had a bit that you had to read, like, every 20 minutes, it was like, this podcast is brought to you by blah, blah, blah.
Then, yeah, I could get on board
with
that.
Yeah, you could do that.
Absolutely.
You know, I have to admit, this Red's Apple Ale is spectacular.
How much did they give you, Corey?
God damn it, Corey.
Look, honestly, I
think...
Of all
the people to sell out first.
You're fucking us under
this
the table
is, since
here.
We've been posting up our advertising throughout the University of North Texas campus this week, I would just like to say if there's any bar on Fry Street that would like to provide me or any of my crew with free drinks whenever we're in there, we will advertise you free.
Yeah.
You guys agree with that?
Advertise
because
I agree. The fuck out of you.
Yes.
And
so think about it. You know what? I would even go a little bit less. I would say I would do it even just for free beer.
Is it?
Don't even need boots.
And just a heads up, you can hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. We would like to see if you are a new listener and you tuned in because you saw one of our signs.
We'd like to hear about it.
Yeah, take a picture and post it somewhere so we can hear about it.
Yeah, email it to us or
tweet us.
Somebody can just go to our Facebook page and put up a picture, right? Just post it on there?
I think so.
For those of you that don't go to UNT, we put up signs this week. Jesus Christ, can we get back to something interesting?
Yeah, you're right, man. What the fuck?
We're masturbating. We're jacking ourselves off on the show. What are we doing?
That was Melissa's fault. She brought it up. She did it.
I'm the host. It wasn't my fault.
Hold on, let me see.
I'm glad to know that I'm the source of y'all's masturbation.
Sometimes.
No. First of all, I make it a rule. I never jerk off to a real life person. Never have done it.
Really?
Really?
Really. Okay, maybe like a celeb, but never somebody I knew in real life. Like, I've never thought of somebody that I knew, like that I actually see every day or something. Like, dude, that girl's hot in my class. I'm going to beat off while I think about her. Never done that.
I feel like that's not normal.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
So okay, I've done that before. Let me break this down for Zach. I mean, to put it in baby words.
Well, no, you're using the term real-life person very loosely, because if you've watched porn, you've jacked off to a real-life person.
That's not a real-life person.
No,
that's
no,
pure
no.
fantasy.
No, it's someone that you play as a real-life person. Not somebody, that's somebody I know. Actually interact
someone,
with.
Like, say you're at the grocery store, and you see this really hot MILF, and you're like, God damn, that chick was hot. And then later you want to throw a beat, so you think about the MILF. That would be like a real-life person. Actually, that's almost still a kind of fantasy. Say that there's someone in your class that you see every day,
yeah,
or someone you see at work.
I'd say a real life person.
Somebody you interact with, somebody you engage with in conversation.
It doesn't even have to be that. Just somebody who's a girl who sits in your class that you see every day.
Okay.
I would consider that a real life person.
I've completely jacked that before.
See, I think I'm weird for not doing that. It's just, I don't know.
I think you're weird for not doing
I think
that.
You're
I
a liar.
I say you're not normal.
Oh, come on, dude. You cannot call me a liar on the show. You know I tell everything.
Not on this show.
What do you think? That reminds me. Let me just address real quick. I got a little too enthusiastic last week and shared the name of someone who didn't necessarily want to be represented on the Status Bro show. That's why we had that bleep in there.
Oh, the bleep,
because not
yeah.
only did I say this person's fucking name, but gave a very accurate description immediately following it. And I almost feel like I could have totally got away with it and no one would have had any idea who she was, except Zach right after said, I don't know if I could ever take one of her classes again. Nobody would have known it was a teacher if you hadn't said that.
Shut the fuck up. This was a person that all of us were familiar with.
Yes.
Okay. We're all film majors.
The right people
like could have been
obvious.
It is, it is a person that everyone in our major has to end up taking a class with. So I don't think that...
Are we talking about this
person Jesus, again? We're going to have to bleep this out.
Okay, wait, no, but bleeping out, I could have just bleeped the name.
No, I don't think that would have been...
Had we not, if he hadn't said she was a teacher, we could have described anyone.
Okay, so we just... Alright.
Okay, who cares? Let it go.
Wow, we have to bleep this out.
Look,
fuck.
It's my bad.
Let's move on we're before we dig ourselves another
I promise I was not censored. I don't censor. That goes against my principles. But... I have to when it's something that could affect. Yeah, I don't want to slander anyone either. So, you know.
Yeah.
Although we were saying nice things, I think we all said we'd fuck her, except Melissa.
You're venturing into gray territory.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, moving on. Another thing, because I had three somber things or bummed out things I want to talk about. One was the relationship thing. Two was the bombing, and three was my ball. My nut has hurt all day, dude. My left nut has hurt all day. And I don't know what it is. I sleep on it wrong, or do I have testicular cancer?
It does sound like a sore subject.
Fucking Neil Armstrong over here. It's hurt all day.
Did you have chicken pox?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got shingles.
What the fuck does that have to do with my schnuts?
If you're getting odd pains in your body, especially like one side of your body, maybe it's...
Nobody ever had a random ball pain?
You got shingles.
I don't think I can sleep on my balls wrong.
Really? I think
it's
maybe
not
like
I sling them over my shoulder when I go to bed.
I feel like maybe I could get pinched like back like this or something. I don't know, dude.
You sleep on your side?
Yeah.
Oh.
I sleep in every fucking position.
I do too. Everything but my stomach.
And yeah, I've got a lot of balls, so I can sleep on them wrong.
A lot of balls.
Melissa, will you please get a picture of Corey's nuts for the Facebook page?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me whip them out right quick. God.
Just post one of those blurred out digitized pictures.
You guys have never had like a pain in your balls and it freaked you out a bit?
Not one that
I think if
persisted.
I did, it would freak me out a lot. It wouldn't freak me out a bit.
Yeah, this is the first. I mean, I've had a little pain like randomly before my balls, but it was actually weird. I kind of hurt my back helping somebody move last year. and I was feeling these weird pains in my nuts, like, every once in a while. And my back didn't really hurt that bad, but I was like, dude, I'm going to totally make an appointment at UNT to go see, like, a campus doctor.
Yeah.
And then while I'm in there, I'll casually throw in my nuts thing. Like, that's a good idea, because I don't want to make an appointment for my balls.
No.
So, yeah, I went in my back. At the very end, I was like, I got these pains in my nuts. Like, is that testicular cancer? And she's like, well, is it, like, really painful? I was like, no, it's just kind of a come and go thing. She's like, no, it's probably fine. She did scare the shit out of me, though. The doctor, she was like, well, if it was cancer, you probably wouldn't feel any pain at all. Like, cancer doesn't really hurt. You'll
too
have
fucking
it.
Late, yeah.
She's like, just self-examine. I'm like, oh, dude, I self-examine all the fucking time, dude. I make it a hobby. No, I really do, though. Almost every time I shower, I check out my nuts. Do you guys do that?
By checking nuts, you mean you jack off?
No, 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 no. I just feel around in the ball bag while I'm washing down there.
I do on occasion.
Yeah.
Ironically,
I don't do it for the purpose of checking for cancer, but yeah, I'll definitely handle the merchandise.
I just want to make sure there's no bits and pieces flying around. Do you guys touch your balls when you jerk off?
Kind of.
Occasionally.
There's a lot of ball.
I mean, I remember when I was a young man, before I, like, now my jerking off is a total straight ritual. I do it the same way every time. But when I was young, I probably cupped my balls a couple times.
Have you ever used your left hand?
Bitch, touch my balls. I am left-handed.
Are you really?
Okay, so yeah. You ever use your right hand?
Holy shit.
Yeah,
we're 11 shows in, I didn't know you were left-handed.
Yeah. Wow. I use my right hand, though, yeah.
I switch hit all the time.
The stranger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different strokes for different folks, man.
Dude, it sucked so bad when for 3 months my arm was laid up. Because of that shit, and I could only jerk off with my right hand, and it was horrible. Sometimes it would take forever, especially because I was taking a lot of Vicodin back then. I had to take hydrocodone for the pain, and for some reason, that stuff just makes it last way longer. But I still have to do it. It's a basic human need. Now,
sucked,
I don't want to have a broken arm and be coming in my pants every night.
It sucked, but not enough to get you to stop jerking off.
Of course not. I don't want wet dreams.
Pretty sure if I had both my, like, arms in full cast, hands and everything, I'd still forget where to check off.
I'd find a
way. Wet dreams are so embarrassing. Like, whenever it happens in National Stadium, I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, I have to get up and hide this so I don't have to tell her. So I, like, get up and act like I have to take a piss and then, like, throw my undies away and, like, put on a new pair. Not throw them away, put them in the laundry. Only shorts do I toss the undies.
It could have been worse. Could have pissed the bed. I mean.
Yeah, very funny, wise ass. Was that the first show I talked about there? The show that never existed. What the fuck was that?
That was my alarm.
All right.
No, I did silence my phone.
Okay.
I did silence my phone. It's an alarm.
Why do you have an alarm at
It's 11:45. It's time to brush my damn teeth.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. You brush before you go to bed?
Why the fuck do you have an alarm on? Is it really for brushing your teeth?
Yeah, for brushing my teeth. That's what it says. It says brush yo damn teeth.
Why don't you just brush your teeth before you go to bed? Why do you need an alarm for it?
Because sometimes I'm just like, I'm so fucking wired out before bed, I'll just completely forget.
So if you're doing the show at like 2 o'clock, would a rub one out alarm go off?
No. I need to remind
what
myself
time?
To do that.
Yeah. I remember that every night. Yeah.
I looked at some porno today.
Did you?
Yeah.
What kind?
What kind? Asian
porn?
Heterosexual porno?
That's boring as shit.
No, dude. Actually, what I'm really into... God damn it. Why do I share this kind of stuff? But I really like... I used to always hate POV porns. I used to always hate it.
From the girl or the guy?
From the guy.
Either.
You know? Yeah, I used to always think like those suck. But there's this site that's really cool. I feel we're getting a plug called iknowthatgirl.com. You guys heard of that? And they have some really sweet videos.
That sounds dangerous.
It like, popped up on my FAPDU feed when I was checking out some porns.
FAPDU. Nice.
Yeah, it's such a retarded name for a porn site. But it's good. It used to be. It's
Do you have any porn accounts?
No, none. I don't.
No?
I used to have one with MyFreePaySite.
What the fuck is that?
It's a free pay site. It's like a site that you register for. You don't have to pay anything. And it links you, like, they have a bunch of their own, like, featured sites.
Nice.
Yeah, but they're all gnarly chicks, like zits on the ass and, like, that kind of stuff. But back in the day, I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I guess everyone has a fetish for something.
They have all the standard ones. Like, there's one site, you know, where people are riding around in a van getting fucked. And then there's, like, a Latina one. And then there's, like, a MILF one. And then a big tits, round butts type one. You know,
yeah.
all the usual accoutrement.
Nice.
And, but yeah, no, the one I was looking at today was one of those I Know That Girl one. It was pretty cool. I mean, I'm sure they're totally fake, but I love the ones that actually feel kind of real. It's like some chick who's like a nurse and her boyfriend's like talking her into banging him before he goes, you know, and then they bang, and I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got onto that. But I thought Corey had favorite porn sites on his list, though. Why don't we discuss favorite porn sites now that I'm a total
perv? I didn't have it on my list, but let's talk about it.
Did you really not?
No.
I must have made that up.
Son of a bitch.
Wait,
actually,
I swear it's on there.
You're trying to sneak in a topic on us.
No, I forgot what was on my list. It is right there. I'm sorry. Let's talk about it.
I was disappointed to hear that Dare Dorm is fake. That kind of sucks.
Oh, of course it is.
It?
But those are good.
I like to think that it wasn't fake, though. I mean, that's like every porn in the world. But I mean, come on.
But dude, Dare Dorm is funny, though, because like you'll see the same chick pop up in like five different videos.
I didn't notice that.
Like, it's supposed to be a totally different school.
I haven't spent enough time
on Dare Dorm that much. In fact, I think I've only seen like two things from it, so I wouldn't know.
I've seen maybe a couple videos, but it what? Had an interesting concept. It was like, put out really a video, like
porn. Yeah.
And no, if enough people like it, you get like, you know, $100,000 or whatever.
Well, now I shared. I got to put you guys on the spot. What was the last porn you watched?
Rule 34.
What?
That was me. Rule 34.
What the fuck is that?
Come the fuck on. Got fucking amateur.
I know about
hour
the internet rule 34, but
that's
there's
rule
like a
34.
Porn site.
Yeah, what is it?
No, I was just 4chan.
What?
4chan. 4chan threads.
Do you speak English for those who don't speak porn?
You mean
or internet? Or
okay,
whatever
4chan
you're
is a really fucking shady image board. All right.
Okay.
What's the actual description for rule 34? It's like if it exists.
Rule
34 porn
is if it is. Yeah, if
exactly
it exists.
Like I do speak porn. I said meat pole.
There is a. Meat pole, there's a porn that exists for it. Okay? That's rule 34. And so on 4chan, okay. People can get on the adult boards and be like, oh, let's start a thread that's, you know, big tits. And that's all people post, just pictures of big tits. Or let's start
you
one
can,
that's
you,
big
you,
asses.
You can rub and, one out to pictures?
And there's, yeah. Galleries? You never done that?
No, dude.
I told you how creative I am. I can yeah. I can do it to fucking stories. Literotica. I'll still pump that.
Dude, like, I gotta have the video.
How about GIFs?
Yeah?
Right? That perfect in-between?
Oh, you mean like, because like a lot of porn sites have the like the ones like on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, those are awesome. Yeah. I'm not gonna rub one out for that, but sometimes I'm like, dude, that's awesome.
Anyway, rule 34 is the equivalent of if it exists is a porn for it. That's what that is. So gotcha. People just post really weird shit that's rule 34.
And that's where you found the last porn you watched?
Yeah, that was the last thing I looked at.
What was it that you looked at specifically? What did you search for? Fuck.
What thread was this?
What porn goes
rule
on 34? In mind of Zach?
I think it was a bunch of cartoon stuff. It was...
Well, you rubbed one off to cartoon porn?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I mean, it's not for me, but it's interesting. Is that's that one whatever. Of those ones like you'll see sometimes advertised like on porn sites where... Marge Simpson's getting fucked by Moe
yeah,
or something,
something
like that. Or like Lois getting railed by Quagmire for some reason. People really want to see that shit.
If it exists, there's porn for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what rule 30 is. It's just weird shit.
Corey, have you ever jerked it to like a anime porn?
Oh, yeah, completely.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You never done that?
No. Not that I. Look, you know,
I'm extremely open-minded.
I'm like, what was it that Zach said? Yeah, I'm a Renaissance man as well, I like to think, when it comes to the porn.
I'm starting to think I'm more Renaissance than either you fuckers.
You might be, actually.
Perhaps.
I've jacked it on 4chan before.
Nice.
Reddit?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Gone you wild. Know, there's always Gone porn wild. Here on the Status Bro Show, but we're going to go ahead and take a break and try to come up with something funny to come back with next. I know Corey's got some good topics. I don't have anything gross for
do
the
we
boys
have a,
to
do
eat
we have a 40
week.
Corey can drink? Let's just...
Nah, I left my other one at home.
We're going to negotiate getting Corey wasted during the break, and we'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Status Bro Show. You're listening to the Status Bro. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Status Bro Show. You know, I'm all about the honesty here, and I'm not going to lie. We really want to get this show fucking over with. Nobody's in the mood tonight, and I'm sorry
that's
if that's boring
you.
To
we're
you.
Fine.
I don't even care. Everybody can suck my dick. I'm kidding. Thanks for listening.
I really don't want to suck your dick.
Yeah.
I didn't mean you guys.
Just me, then?
Zach, we'll no. talk after the show.
Yeah.
No, so I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love the show. I'm always
though.
In the spirit.
Yeah, he does not have an expensive enough pole to plow my ass.
So if I was in blow, then you would blow me.
I didn't say that.
All right. What was I? Fuck. I don't even remember what I was on anymore. I think we were going to talk about show feedback, but I don't even know that we really had any for this week. Who did we hear from, Corey? My cousin or
your
something.
Your cousin. If I can I name her?
No, Sarah Skyver?
You did it.
No, go ahead, man. She's cool.
Yeah, she said two thumbs up for the show, but she does not like the belching.
My cousin Jeff and Sarah Skyver, they're awesome. So I'm glad she listens.
You know,
thanks for listening, Sarah. You're awesome. I'm sorry about the burping. It's not going to stop. I just can't. I love it.
We did have one more piece of feedback this way from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from Jerry Johnson.
Geez. Oh, right.
Yeah, buddy.
Did somebody just get a whiff of Corey's burp or something?
Yeah. Red's apple ale.
I like how Zach physically covered his face with a cloth that was just on the floor.
Yes.
So you're gonna have spots now.
But he said we're the best podcast on the net, and to keep up the good work. And thanks for listening. You know, heads up, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Always love a little Johnson input. Well, Corey does anyway.
You fucking missed the joke the first time around, asshole. Let it go.
Yeah, it's true. I also missed that fucking period joke. I still don't know that I've heard that joke.
It's in the past. We can move on.
It was like four shows ago. I listened to that replay like six
times. Kevin, you're late.
Yeah. I am. You guys are hysterical.
Nothing better than having fun at your expense, Kevin.
Oh, well, thank you. Hey, somebody that wanted to talk about dreams. Okay, I thought this was funny, actually, because weird dreams is a good topic, but Melissa brought it up, and the context in which she presented it was funny because she said, have you guys ever had a dream where you were the opposite sex? Like, I feel like you were expecting us to empathize with you, yet everyone said, no, I've never had a dream like that. I've had weird dreams, but I never had a dream where I had a pussy. You really?
I've been a girl before in a dream, but I don't think I did anything weird.
Did you have tits?
I was a girl in the dream. Yes, I had tits.
Were they big tits?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Small nips?
Fucking ginormous tits. Do you want to fuck me as a woman?
Are we talking about nipple-sized areolas or silver dollars?
I don't know.
There's a wide range in here.
What color was your hair?
You took this to a fucking weird place.
Did you have a nice ass?
Do you want to fuck me?
That's a yes.
Are you on, what the fuck is it? The thread, whatever you all were talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Rule 34.
Is Corey Vandersleen as a woman on there?
I exist. I don't know if there's any porn for me. Anyone want to try it?
Gotcha. Tell me about this dream. I'm really curious now.
I don't remember a whole lot about it. I just remember that I was a girl at some point. I don't remember. I just remember being a girl at some point. I don't think anything weird happened.
Nothing really stood out about the dream.
You had a vagina?
Did you suck cock?
Nothing stood out about the dream.
You had a vagina?
Yes.
Did you touch it?
I'm sure I did. I touch my cock all the time. I'm sure I touched my vagina.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I've touched vaginas before, but I never touched my own vagina.
That's to be perfectly honest. If you woke up one morning and you were gender swapped, okay, you would totally, you wouldn't leave the house. You'd be inside all day. You'd be fuck going to work. I got shit to do. Come on.
I'd probably freak the fuck out.
Would you really?
Well, you think the first thing I would think of is my dick is gone. I'm going to experiment with my new vagina?
I would.
If you woke up and you had tits, I mean, come on.
I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
Before I called anyone, I would at least shove a couple of fingers in there.
I would call 911 and a psychiatrist immediately.
At the same time, you'd have them on a three-way call.
I honestly have to say that I dream I'm a man quite often.
That's really bizarre. And you have a cock?
Yeah.
Is it a big cock?
I don't know.
Has your cock ever been hard in the dream?
Actually, that's what spawned the question. Is this last dream? Like, usually I'm just like your average guy walking around in the mall somewhere.
With a cock.
Yes.
Fully clothed?
Yeah.
In male clothing?
Yeah.
Male underwear?
Yeah.
What kind of male clothes
do you wear? Are your tits gone?
Yeah.
Abercrombie and Fitch? Hollister?
You wear polos?
Armani.
PacSun? Armani. Whoa. Must be nice.
So you're wearing like a suit?
So you're an expensive dude.
Yeah. But this last dream prompted this question because I had a dream that I was a dude.
And you fucked somebody?
Yes!
Seriously?
Yes!
Like you actually performed the humping motion.
Yes.
Because I feel like that's something that's lost on women. They don't know what that feels like. Well, they don't really know what it's like to fuck something. Well, I mean, unless you put on a strap-on, like actually bang somebody. Well, then you do. But I feel like, you know.
It was actually like the whole business came to fruition, what have you. And then I wake up and I'm like, did I just?
Ooh, Melissa brought up that you have orgasms in your sleep. Did you have an orgasm in your sleep? Seriously?
Yes, it's
as
really,
a guy.
Yes, it's really weird.
Did you pull out?
That's what I was about to ask.
Where did you put the sauce?
I pulled out
in your dream.
Really?
Yeah.
You pulled out in the dream and ejaculated.
So in your dream you were wrong.
It was.
Was it a big load?
No.
Did you watch yourself in a dream?
Oh, see, it's much more satisfying.
Yeah, like, it was like...
As a guy, I can say it's way more fun with a big load. Trust me. Okay, go ahead.
But it was just like the craziest dream, because my dream did not start off this way. Yeah. I definitely started my dream.
You started off with a pussy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then at some point, oh, there's a dick.
Really somehow a cock came in.
First tip.
But it's weird. Things can spontaneously change in dreams, though, at the drop of a hat. Go ahead, Zach.
For pro tip of if you have a dick in your dream and you don't pull it out, come on. It's your one chance to not.
True. If you're in a dream, though, and you're a dude, why would you not cream pie that shit?
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to shotgun the beer, calm the nerves a little bit. Yeah. But we're not getting off the dream thing. I'm going to stay on this for a little bit. I want to stay on it,
but this allows me a chance to make a very awkward transition here. You said, like, in a dream, of course you would blow it inside.
Yeah.
It makes me think about the freedom that you have in dreams.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder, it's like, if you found yourself in a real scenario where, like you were having a lucid dream, or it's just, like, something in reality that you could, like, jump back to. If you had, like, a one-hour window to do anything that you wanted, what would you do?
So if it was, like, starting, like...
I don't know, Corey. That's fucking deep.
Is it like if you woke up 8 in the morning, it was like, bang, you've got an hour? Is it like from like right now, you have an hour, you can do whatever the fuck
as if
you
like,
want?
Yeah, as if like right now, the clock starts for an hour. You could do anything you wanted to.
Absolutely.
And in an hour, it would jump back.
Absolutely consequence free.
Yeah.
And if you die...
It would definitely involve drugs and sex. I know that for sure.
If you died, would it be like Groundhog Day and you just snap back to the beginning of the hour?
Yeah. I think so.
Damn, an hour, you can't get that much stuff done. How can I find coke in an hour? I'm just kidding.
You keep it in the medicine cabinet. I mean, come on, you can get a lot done in an hour.
I'm trying to think, though. Like, just getting somewhere where I want to do something awesome is going to take half an hour.
You have such a poor imagination, man.
You're right. I'm lacking.
There's plenty we can find to do in Denver.
I'm going to shotgun
your beer.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Shit, there's another.
I promise next week we're gonna fucking.
Yeah!
We're gonna shot up a fucking cannon. We're gonna rock it.
Yes!
I'm going to overload you with awesome bits next week. Alright, here we go.
Cheers.
It's kind of loud.
And he's done! Damn. Yeah!
Damn, that was You're a gonna good pump one. Us full of awesome next week.
Wasn't good?
That does not beat my 2.6 seconds.
Right. Felt a little slow. Mine did too.
Yeah, I said some foamy.
It's okay. Happens to everybody at least once.
That is my time of the night, by the way, 2.6 seconds.
2.6 seconds.
A beer. Thank you. To completion.
I think, you know, if I had an hour.
That one is really fucking empty.
I could probably find enough stuff in within, like, 5 minutes of this particular area that would be worth doing if I only had an hour to do it consequence-free.
Hmm.
I gotta say, by the way, just to track back to the dreams thing, that I have a major lack of freedom in dreams. I totally do.
You can't, like, actually control them?
In a dream, like, say I'm in a dream where I really want to fuck this chick, it won't happen, and I won't fuck her because in my mind, I'm like, I have a girlfriend, so I don't do it. I'm like, this is wrong. Sometimes I have dreams where I wake up in a panic where I actually did do it. I'm like, oh my god, like, I fucked somebody. I'm like, oh, it's a dream, it's cool. But it totally inhibits my dream fucking capability, which sucks because the dream world, there's no, all bets are off. I should be able to bang whoever I want.
You wear a condom in your dreams, don't you?
I mean, shit, Melissa bangs all types kinds of people.
You pussy.
No, I don't know that I ever have, but it's not beyond the realm of possibility. That's for fucking sure.
For shame, sir.
Yeah, but weird dreams, though. I have dreams where I lose my cock a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you ever find it or just...
Do you gain tits as well?
Yeah, sometimes, like, I don't know, this one time I remember it hitting me in the face. I don't know how it actually happened, but for some reason I was, like, unscrewing my cock, basically. Or, like, I could, like, carry it around with me, and somehow,
so
like,
it was, like,
hit
a
my
sex
face.
Tool?
And then somehow I lost it, and I was, like, searching around looking for my cock. And when there's ever these dreams, I don't know if you guys had these, this is a major recurring thing for me. Whenever I have a dream where there's something I have to get done, I can never get to it. Like, I'll have a dream where there's a test I have to get done, like, for school or something, but I'll never make it to school. It's kind of like the dream where I lost my cock, but I never find my cock. And then I wake up and I'm so happy that I found it. I also have dreams where I lose my teeth a lot.
I can see that.
See, I got fake teeth here, right here. And I have this fear that, like, I lose my teeth. Like, my teeth are breaking and then I lose them.
I've heard that that's actually an extremely common dream.
It is.
Like, teeth falling out.
Yeah.
One of my friends at school and I looked it up, and apparently, like, it's a weird thing that means, like, you're obsessed with your physical appearance and you're, like, totally a vain asshole if you have dreams about losing your teeth, so... That's a great sign.
So you're telling me you got slapped in the face by a dick in a dream?
Wait, was it your own
what?
Dick?
Yeah.
You said you got, like, hit in the face before.
Your own dick
hit
you in the face.
It was my own dick.
Yeah, that's... Come
so
on.
You've been dick slapped
basically,
with
I
be, your own fucking dick.
I think the way it happened is I dropped my dick on my face.
you picked up off the ground, dusted off. Yeah, it looks good. Oh, shit, I dropped it.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Wait, none of y'all ever had a dream about losing your teeth?
No,
I've had a dream
so.
About losing my teeth. I've
yeah.
never lost my dick in a dream. Unless I was, like, started the dream without the dick and had boobs.
Hmm.
But it didn't just, like, fall off.
I still think, like, feel like losing my dick is less weird than Corey having tits and a vagina.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know. We're on the same. You're rocking, on equal playing field. You're rocking the
cat. I don't know. I feel like having an unscrewable dick is really fucking awkward.
I don't know that it was. It wasn't necessarily screw it. It was just detachable. Removable okay, it doesn't dick. Matter anyway. It's still weird as fuck. Dick. It was definitely detachable. And I'm like, shit, I have to find my dick because I lost it. After it hit my face. Of course.
Of course.
I would say this happens at least.
Did the balls come off with it?
No, balls are fine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So you like, as far as I remember.
So you had you're, a like set a, of you're
like a Ken doll with change.
Which kind of sucks because if I had to take a pick, I would much rather lose my nuts. Than
really?
My dick. Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
Dude, using your dick, you can still function like somewhat of a normal man. You can take a piss. You can still fuck something. If you don't have your nuts, I mean, if you don't have your wiener, you can't do anything. What if you just had a pair of balls hanging between your legs? What can you do with that? What fun could you ever have?
You can teabag stuff.
Okay, if you had both your nuts... Well, true. I could definitely flop some nuts in somebody's mouth. But say that
Gorilla mask.
Both of my nuts were removed. Could you still have an orgasm?
No, you lose... Your testosterone functions.
Well, yeah, of course. I still don't, I wouldn't be able to shoot a load.
No, you could still have an orgasm. Yeah. You just couldn't actually blow anything.
I'll
you
be could, honest, I have not researched. Because your nuts only produce
the actual
this.
Sperm. The actual fluid comes from somewhere else. You could just it would just be clear liquid. Like if you get a vasectomy, you blow clear liquid.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Stuff still comes out when you have a vasectomy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Again, it's just sperm free. I've not researched science on this.
Would you get a vasectomy?
No. No fucking way, dude.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with
that. I don't think I could do that.
I don't think I'd ever get my tubes tied.
No. But then again, I have not procreated at this juncture, so yeah. I mean, I want to remain fertile.
Yeah, I guess if you had a couple of kids, you were married, and you were like, all right, I'm good. You know, I don't want to have any more kids, then maybe.
Dude, and maybe it's irrational, but I feel like that would totally fuck with my virility. I feel like I would lose something as a man.
Right?
I don't know why. It just,
I agree.
There's no way I could ever do it. Corey?
I couldn't do it either.
Melissa?
I think if I'd already had kids, it would be something I would be okay with.
But you're coming from a totally different area here. This is some sort of a male camaraderie in the sense that we like to, I don't know, it takes away something as a man, I feel like.
You're absolutely right. You feel like you're more virile when you still can, like...
Oh, absolutely.
You make would babies. Never...
You want to feel fertile.
It would never feel as good jacking off.
No way.
You would always feel like yeah, that was okay. Something like, it would never, back. I don't know.
I wonder if the actual sperm impacts the size of your load. Like, what if you had tiny loads ever since? Like, what if you just never had a satisfying load? And by satisfying load, I mean, come on, you guys gotta know what I'm talking about. Sometimes when you just have, like, a projectile, like, boom, load, it feels good. That's cool. I get legitimate satisfaction out of that.
You go from the base to the headboard.
I don't feel like anyone disagrees with you.
Yeah, that kind of thing. All right, thank you, guys.
Nobody will disagree with you there.
Awesome.
It feels good.
So nobody wants a vasectomy, that's for fucking sure.
So, wait, sperm... Helps, you know, shit to coagulate and whatnot. So if you didn't have that, would it be just kind of like pissing?
No, it would be like hair gel, like I said that one episode. It would just be totally clear but thick, sticky.
We're getting very science-y right now.
No, yes, I'm pretty sure, like when you're rubbing one out and before the event and you have the I hate saying pre-cum. That's just a disgusting fucking word.
Yeah, it's all right.
But, you know, it's like totally
the
clear.
Jack.
Yeah, it's totally clear. I think it would just be that, right?
I'm sorry. The who?
The lackjack.
Kind of like blackjack, but without the B.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's what it would be, right?
Lackjack.
You would just shoot lackjack.
That is the word of the week. I'm going to try to use that in a conversation in society outside of this room.
I also heard that there's this. I actually heard this on Howard Stern. One of the guys there, Richard Christie, said that there's these pills that like porn stars can take that will give you big loads. And I'm like, that sounds kind of awesome.
That does sound kind of awesome.
Right? Isn't that badass?
We're going to that. Lots of zinc. I don't know what else. I heard zinc helps.
Zinc?
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
I guess it's kind of like they say pineapple makes it taste better.
I heard from
better.
Melissa once that fish oil make your pussy sting. All right, what else is on the list?
Can we just end the show right there? Because I think it's the highest note we're going to hit tonight.
Seriously, how the fuck are we going to kill 11 more minutes?
Visual, I don't even know, dude. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no. What a nightmare. Hold on, I got to get a fresh beer. Corey, come up with a new topic.
Corey, be the host. Fuck.
Yeah.
All right. I got my slack on the total fuckhead.
I don't want to touch your slack, dude. Okay.
I'll touch your slack. All right.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah.
Slack, Lewis.
Is there any...
Fuck you.
I do have something else. Is there any time in recent history, or maybe not even recent history, where you've done something, or like you've said something? It's like you just feel like a complete and utter badass. Like there is nothing else on earth that could measure up to as badass as you are in that moment.
Damn, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know that I ever feel like a badass. Do you have something in mind?
I had something in mind last week, but I forgot it. There is something
else. Oh, you mean like where... when Melissa said, bitch, touch my balls. Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
There was a time when me and some of my friends were jacking around on a trampoline, and I got like a super bounce, and I did a flip.
Nice.
And I landed it too, and I was like, what's up? I felt like a badass.
Pretty badass. Very cool.
It doesn't have to be something like extremely spectacular, but just in the moment, it's like, yeah, what's up?
Damn it! I'm sure this has happened to me. I just can't think of any specific instance. Can you slack loose?
Do you want to come back to it next week?
No, dude. I have funny shit I could say, but it's all fake.
How about let's think.
Like I was going to say, I don't like when Zach says that stuff. I love it when he does that bullshit.
Just
but
blatantly honest.
Sometimes like, I'm disappointed, but it's still funny.
Like I was going to say, like, yeah, there's this one time when I was fucking my girlfriend. And I was right about to get there. And she's like, you're going to pull out, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Then right at the last minute, I was like, receive my seed. And just fucking finished inside. And I felt like a total badass.
So this didn't really happen?
No, it didn't fucking happen.
Damn it.
I wish, I had this identity crisis. I was like, I could bullshit here and I could say something, but I don't know. I don't want to do that to you guys. I want to be honest here on the show.
I'm all about the honesty.
Let's take a week and think about it. Let's come back to it next week.
Yeah, actually, like I am going to think about that. In fact, I'm going to put it on my list right now.
When did you feel like a badass?
Utter badass.
Now I can think of a lot of shit I can make up, but nothing that actually like really happened. Jesus, my life's fucking sad.
I can think of a couple of times when I think I felt that way, but they're like, now that I think about them, they're like really lame.
Exactly, like the trampoline story.
Yeah.
No, I gotta admit, that's pretty lame. The only thing I can think of right now is that my friend's like, dude, you're on iTunes. That's awesome.
And we are on iTunes.
We are on iTunes. Available free, always.
11 episodes.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Don't judge us based off this episode, please.
I like how you're assuming new listeners have gotten this far in.
Yeah. If this is the Jesus episode you're starting Christ. With, number one, I'm sorry. Two, take it easy. Fuck you. Three, check out some of our other episodes. I promise they're good.
And four, if you've gotten this far, I don't know. There's no
congratulations.
Disclaimer. We've already hooked you, so thank you for listening.
I swear, we've done some really funny stuff. Why am I defending us like we're guilty of something?
We drank fucking brine last week. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. You guys want to do a shot of brine? No, I'm kidding. Well,
fuck that shit.
Yeah, that'll be
I
the gross
I couldn't even believe that you still had it in your fucking fridge. Toss that shit in the dumpster
now. My buddies and I, we love to go to Fry Street and get super fucked up. And we have this tradition that's great where we would go to Sidebar and they have this thing called, they have a Rolodex of random fucking drinks and shots.
Yeah.
And we spin the Rolodex and take whatever it lands on. And it's landed on some gnarly shit, dude. Once it was just a straight up shot of Everclear with a splash of orange juice. And I was like, dude, I've only taken an Everclear shot like three times in my entire life. But as soon as I did that, I thought, why the fuck did I do that? My whole night's over now. This sucks, dude. It ruined everything.
Dangerous fast.
Once we did a shot that was half rot gut whiskey and half well tequila, that was fucking horrible. And then the worst ever, their cheapest shit was. This one time we showed up with my buddy and we've been telling him about the Rolodex. So he's all excited about it, like, we have to do something gnarly. And I'm saying, dude, chill out a little bit. Like, there's some good things on the Rolodex. We might land on something awesome. Quit being so excited about drinking something disgusting. We land on something awesome. We drink it. And he says, this isn't the experience I was looking for. These guys are talking about taking shots of, like, 151, like, with milk in it and shit. And the guy was like, 151 and milk? I'll make that. We're like, no, I don't want that. Sure enough, three shots, 151 in milk. We took it. God, dude, that was so fucking disgusting. And then, for some reason, my friends decide we're going to make that a tradition. So the guy lets us write it into the Rolodex and put it in there. They called it the Milky Puke. And now every time we go there, they want to fucking do it. I'm like, no, I did that once. I never want to take that again.
So you had a drink named after you at a bar.
Yeah.
How did you make up such fucking
It's so fucking disgusting, you won't drink.
The Milky Pure, dude. And so now every time we go, they have to get one. And I say, no, dude, I'm not doing it. Fuck that.
And that doesn't make you feel like a badass.
No, that does not make me feel like a badass.
You killed the fucking Rolodex.
I forgot how horrible it was because it's probably been 5 years since I did a shot of Everclear and like my entire throat and mouth and everything was like numb and on fire and I'm just like, holy shit, man.
It's definitely one of those experiences I got, like, what the fuck just happened to me?
Seriously, your throat and your mouth are raw. It's horrible. Zach, you ever done one? Oh, never. You'd never been wasted. You would have been, you would have got wasted from one shot, I bet.
I did drink an Everclear fishbowl.
That doesn't count.
Well,
I don't know
but I did have one of those moments that makes you feel like a badass.
Did you say something badass? Did you have like a John McClane one-liner out of it?
No, but I remember... Bitch, okay.
Tuck your balls.
I'm never going to get sick of that.
I remember walking away from... at some point I blacked out, but I remember walking away from my group. I don't remember where I went or how I got back to my group. But I remember at some point there was this guy that had come to the party... that I had been interested in. And I saw him standing there, and it was like tunnel vision. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. So I just walked up and grabbed him by the shirt and just planted one. And then...
You mean you punched him or you kissed him?
I kissed him. Like, whole open mouth kiss.
Tongue action?
Yeah, like, just...
Wow.
The whole, like, just... And then I just looked at him for a second, and I just walked away.
I've been more
and impressed. You're the one who felt like a badass?
Yeah.
Is this in real life?
You sure?
I've been more impressed. No, this was my 21st
birthday.
It's funny. You and that guy both have the same badass story.
So you didn't actually have a dick in this situation?
No, I didn't.
I would have been more impressed if you just reached in there and started rummaging around in his shit.
How old was this guy? Mid-40s?
I think everybody would have been more impressed with that.
Fistful of dick.
Speaking of, who has good blackout stories?
Nothing.
I've blacked out plenty of times, but I don't think anything fucking exemplary came from it.
I only think it's happened to me a couple times in my whole life that I legitimately blacked out. That time Sajak and I threw up on each other or whatever, that was a fucking
Sounds like some really weird gay thing.
That
threw up on each other.
That was a fucking blackout night, man.
I'm actually ashamed to say that I black out a lot from drinking, but I don't think anything good ever comes of it.
Yeah, the last time I remember it happening was a couple of years ago. I was at Fry Street, and there was 50 Cent Double Wells at Fry Street Tavern. I was drinking double vodka Red Bulls all night, and I was just having a great time. And then total blacked out time gap. All of a sudden, I'm like being pushed and like shoved and poked on in a car. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it's Ashlyn, and she's like, get out. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, take me home. She's like, we're outside your house right now. Get the fuck out and go inside. I have to go home. And I was like, shit. I don't know how I got here. Like, last thing I remember, I was just, like, having fun on Fry Street. All of a sudden, I'm being pushed out of a car, you know, and then I went inside. And I was like,
blacked
damn,
out,
dude.
And then you woke up again, you were getting head, and you remember that. And
oh, that was great, yeah.
Never forget head.
And Zach's mom was there, and oh, man, it's great.
Jesus, you're juvenile.
It gets so fucking dark. Jesus.
I don't know how you could ever, I don't know how
Zach's
you
mom is a classy lady.
Thank
head.
You. My mom is a classy lady.
Like, how you can't just, like, forget about that. I mean, it's probably happened enough times.
Wait, I never forgot about getting a BJ.
That's what I mean. How is that possible?
How about a hand job? You ever forgot a hand job?
Maybe.
You're like, I don't know.
I like handies, though. So, I mean, I feel like I'm more inclined to remember them. A lot of people bitch about handies. I think handies are cool.
All right, yeah. They're underrated.
For some reason, when you finish from a handy, it's always very satisfying. It's like, yeah. Not a lot of dudes would have done that.
What? Not a lot of dudes would have jacked you off?
No, not a lot of dudes would have finished from the handy.
I definitely did not get that impression from
that
story.
Girlfriend? Like, not a lot of dudes would have done
that. Is that my second drop?
No.
Okay. We'll include that in during next week's break. But no, I mean, you know, I feel like a lot of dudes don't finish from getting a handy. Gotcha. A lot of my dude bros... Dude friends, whatever the fuck you want to call it, dude bros, I can't believe you used that term, will bitch about getting handies and say, like, I mean, it's fun, I enjoy it kind of, but I never finish from it. I can totally finish from a handy. Have we had this discussion before?
I don't think we have. It actually, probably a couple months ago, I actually finished from a handy.
And it was probably great.
It was awesome. I'd never done it before.
I gave one before I came over, so, you know.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Did you wash your hands before you came over?
Of course.
Thank you.
What, was she touching your face or something?
No. I just, shit, I could see her hands under my perifs. It's freaking me out.
Did you get any of the goo on you?
Yeah.
Yeah. On your clothes?
No. Oh, it was okay. In the shower.
Can we not get the fucking
Who the fuck is a handy in the shower? If you're in the shower already, you might as well just do the deed.
Might have been checking for cancer, right?
I remember the last time I gave a handy in the shower. No, I'm just kidding. I definitely got no goo on me.
There's the next drop.
Yeah.
Is that a good place to end the show for this week?
I got no goo on me. I like it.
I feel like every week everybody's like, oh, I got so much more to get to, and this week everybody's like, let's get the fuck out of here, dude.
Go to Applebee's. Fuck it. I think the second half was all right.
Yeah, I think we picked it up.
Thank you for the vote of confidence. I'm sorry for being a little bit of a bummer. I promise next week I'm going to bring it fucking hardcore. No joke. Next week's show will rock. I promise. Garen fucking teed. For some reason, Zach had to put this weird thing in my mind that the show is going downhill. It is not. The show, we have not even close to hitting our prime.
You know, maybe saying that has given you the incentive you need to get, you know, back on the
horse. Oh, you're fucking right, dude. That got my heart racing. Exactly. Got my adrenaline pumping.
Get back up on the horse.
Maybe we need to do a newlywed game next week.
Nope.
No,
that.
No, this is not a good time for me to do a couples game.
Yeah, now you want to back the fuck out. No, we should do a newlywed game.
Fuck.
We'll get Zach's girlfriend to come in next week.
You gotta have everybody's girlfriend.
No, we don't have to do them all at once.
Get Johnny Depp in here.
Do what? You can't do a newlywed game with one person, with one couple.
Nor can we do Edward 40 Hands one at a time. And yet...
That's a good point. In fact, I may do Edward 40s next week. No, I'm gonna have all new shit playing for you guys. It's gonna be great.
Next week you need to be sober. It's gotta be good.
No, what we need to do is have each group do a newlywed game individually and see which group won.
Bitch, touch my balls. On that note,
you fuckers.
He's never gonna let it go.
Sorry guys, at 1 hour even, we're gonna end the show this week. Thanks for listening.
I'm sure he's told some bitch to touch his balls though.
I never said touch my balls to anybody.
Never? Oh.
Well, your mom, but that's different. I'm sorry, I'm gonna put you in the chat.
Asshole. Take it in the face. Just like last one.
I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Mr.
You want me to say my name?
Yeah, what'd you fucking say? It?
Corey Vandersleen.
And
Zach Lewis.
Zach. And our producer,
Melissa Calbert.
That is the proper pronunciation. We'll see you guys next week on the Status Bro Show.
See ya.
Bye.